We don't know the enemy has him,
said Johnny. Shortly afterward, he instituted his own queries. There was no sign of Sir Robert in any area. A couple of ferry planes had gone down lately from enemy attack. They had been en route from America to Scotland. Had Sir Robert been on one of them? Sir Robert had not handled many of the details of this raid. There was no reason to change planning this late. Johnny spent his last day at the Lake Victoria mine site, neatening up what there was of his personal life. He was under no illusion that this raid was not dangerous. He wrote a letter to Chrissy that he knew the parson would read for her, and put it in plain sight on his desk, the envelope marked,
To Chrissy, in case of something happening to me.
He had heard one wrote wills to leave personal possessions. He started one. All he had was his horses and some odds and ends of clothes. He couldn't think of anything else he owned. Then he thought maybe Chrissy had occupied the Edinburgh house in his name. So he put down any interest he had in that or its contents and left it to Chrissy. Then he remembered he had a few books, so he left those to Patty. For the life of him, he couldn't recall anything else he owned. But maybe people would think he owned gifts, like the chrome AK-47. They weren't very many. Still, they might be. So he added a clause.
And anything else I am found to own shall be equally divided among...
And he listed the names of those men who had been closest to him. He thought for a while, and then added, Kerr. He had also heard that you signed these things and got them witnessed, so he did that. Then he put it in an envelope and put it alongside the letter to Chrissy. Feeling he had made things very orderly, he spent that evening making sure all his weapons and gear worked, that his radiation suit had no holes in it, that his air mask tanks were full, and that half a dozen kill clubs were in throwing condition. He put copies of the latest sales contract Turl had signed into his pouch. He checked the beryllium bomb case for safe carrying. He tested the edge of a hatchet to cut console cables. He felt he was ready and got a good sleep on his last night before the American raid. He had done everything he could. Now it was in the hands of the gods, or a devil, like Turl.